Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning post game live here on Super Talk's YouTube channel. Thanks for joining me here on a Saturday evening. We are brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Restoration. I always laugh when I do this after a loss, which is all the time. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is there to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home and business to its original condition. But they don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. Who's going to bring Mississippi State football back to life? That's the question that I would like answered to. Mississippi State falls to Missouri 39-20. Pretty much the way we all thought it would, well, most of us thought it would go. State couldn't get stops when they needed them. They couldn't make enough plays offensively when they needed them. They had some moments of happiness, you know, sprinkled in, but at the end of the day, it kind of went the way I thought it was going to go. Tonight was the first time, you know, Levy is a first-time head coach, and I know that, you know, much like a first-time head coach is going to do, you're going to make some mistakes here and there, but tonight was the first time where I just he made decisions that I just did not agree with. I thought when they made it 31-20, that's where you got to go for two there to make it a 10-point game. There's no difference between 12 and 11. They don't go for two there. Okay, well, whatever. So you get a stop, and you come down, and you have a chance to score. Fourth and three, and you know a field goal makes it an extra makes it a one score game. And I know it's unlikely that State's going to get a stop and get the ball back down eight. I know that. But they're unlikely to get a stop no matter what the score is. So why would you not just go ahead and get the points and keep the momentum and go from there? And they don't. And they go for it on fourth down, and they don't get it. And Missouri scores to salt the game away, and that's that. You know, with Van Buren today, you guys kind of see why, you know, when people ask me about Van Buren, I say, well, you know, I think he's young and talented, and I like some of the things I've seen from him. But at the same time, I'm glad that it appears Blake Chapin is going to return, because State needs that. I think Chapin is better than Van Buren right now. And I don't think, you know, if he could stay healthy. Now, he's got to stay healthy. And that's a big, big what if with Blake Chapin. But that's a story for another day. I got to go back and look when the last time State went winless at home. Because if you go back to Tech and 10, State did get the home game win to start the year. They beat the University of Louisiana. I'm sorry, they beat Louisiana Tech. I should know that. It's Tech and 10. So they won that game and then went the rest of the way. So when's the last time State didn't get a home win? I have to know when that was. I know you guys are hurting. Yeah, I mean, Nick Graham, I'm hurting. I know. Look, this is not fun for anybody who is within the maroon and white fan base. Nothing enjoyable has happened this football season. You know, in a time where universities are asking more of their fans than they ever have before, you're not getting any return on your investment if you're a Mississippi State fan. In terms of, you know, even if you're not an NIL donor, if you're just a Bulldog Club member, if you just buy tickets to the game, you are not getting any kind of return on investment here as a Mississippi State fan. And so, you know, you're here watching this. And I understand your frustration, your pain, your anger. I mean, there's a lot of anger, and it's completely justified. So I made a good point up in the chat, and I don't remember who said it, but it's something I've been thinking about, and that's when you get a new coach in, if they're going to turn things around, they kind of turn it around year one, don't they? Mullen did. You know, and you want to look at Leach. I wouldn't say Leach was coming in to turn it around, you know, Leach came into a program that had made what, 9 straight bowl games, and it was, you know, not that far removed. Oh, we did beat Eastern Kentucky at home. Oh, well, never mind then. What am I talking about? We beat UMass at home too. What am I talking about? I'm not very smart. It just felt like a winless season at home, I guess. Winless in the conference, we'll say that. The Bulldog Club sent an email this week trying to get $50 for the 50th anniversary. That's what I'm talking about, though. That's you know, and I understand why they have to do that. I understand that, you know, that's their job. But at the same time, good Lord, the timing on that could not be much worse. Hunter Boland asks, is there any hope with this program? There's always hope because the transfer portal exists. You got to go out and you got to flip this roster. I don't know that you can move forward with the coaching staff that you have in terms, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So this is another game where you're like, defensively, hey, they weren't terrible, were they? I guess they gave up 472 yards and 39 points. Missouri's drive chart made me laugh early in the game. So State gets stops on their first two drives, and let's not act like when it was, you know, the first two drives of the game, you're watching this and you're like, you're watching this and you're just thinking, okay, yeah, maybe there's something here, and then it just falls apart. So State gets back to back three and outs. Then it goes touchdown, 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 halftime, field goal missed, touchdown, into the game. So they scored. They scored on 5 of their next 7 drives, or yeah, 5 of their next 6 drives, not counting the drives that end the half. I mean, they're just not any good. They're just not any good. The players aren't any good. The coaches aren't any good. What do you want at that point? What do you want? So I have no confidence this staff can flip the roster. I understand that. I keep going back to something that Lebby said when I talked to him at SEC Media Days, and we asked him, you know, what do you want fans to think at the end of this season? What's defined? Maybe it's more like what defines success for you in year one? And he said, I want Mississippi State fans to know they've got the right guy here. Impossible. No Mississippi State fan, unless you're just one of those people who's like, I believe anything Mississippi State tells me and I don't question it. You know, if you're the boxer in that Animal Farm reference, nobody is watching this team and saying there is no chance. I totally am locked in with Jeff Lebby. He's clearly the guy. You can't go 2-10, and that's where State's likely headed, and think that. Simple question for you: is Lebby a good coach? Lebby is a good coach. I don't know if he's a good head coach yet. That's about as simple as I can put it. You know, I think, you know, this team shows flashes offensively. They have been better at times, but by and large, you know, you can't sit there with a straight face and say, yeah, I think Jeff Lebby is the right guy for this job. If you say that, what that tells me is you're somebody who just believes whatever the university is going to tell you. How much of Lebby being content with defense is that this is an average one in the Big 12? This is not an average defense in the Big 12. This is one of the worst defenses in the country in any conference it plays in. It would give up massive yards, massive touchdowns anywhere. So, Rob Hadaway, both lines are so bad it's impossible to evaluate. I mean, that's accurate. State has never been this bad up front. The offensive line, at least, it feels like it's gotten better at times this year. I mean, they averaged how many yards per carry today? 6.5 yards per carry. Only a couple of, what, 2 sacks for Van Buren. And, you know, something to consider. I mean, I'll take it, you know. 7 of Missouri's points are defensive, so 32 points. I said State needed like 35 to win. I was probably correct. I was probably correct for that. Booth has been great the last couple of weeks. He really has. He's finally started to figure out. It's a shame. This is his last tomorrow. You know, next Friday will be his last game here at Mississippi State. But 12. This is another thing that got me though. He scores on the long touchdown, makes it 31-20. 12 carries for 124 yards at that time. He doesn't touch the ball again. He doesn't touch the ball again. That doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make a lick of sense to me. This fan base will not watch this kind of defense 2 years in a row. I tend to agree with you. Who said that? Blanchard 63. I tend to agree. I tend to think that if Hutzler is run back, that there will be a lack of excitement. We'll put it mildly that way. So let me qualify with a true run and gun Big 12 defense. No. No, you can't. There's no qualifying this defense. It's the worst in the country. Look at the stats. There's no team that's this stat bad anywhere. They're awful. Big discussion on Twitter about no one wanting season tickets next year. I understand. I understand that philosophy. I understand that line of thinking. I get it. Why would thousands of dollars to come and watch? If Hustler's back, I'll just go ahead and tell you right now. You know, looking ahead, if we get to the end of, you know, if Coleman Hustler is still your defensive coordinator here in a few weeks, excuse me. I mean, my prediction for Mississippi State will be, do they go 3-9 next year? I mean, I think they'll beat. I think they play an FCS team. Well, what's their schedule off the top of my head? I don't know. I know they play Southern Miss, and they better damn well win that one. If you lose to USM, guys, I mean, you can't coach at Mississippi State anymore, in my opinion. So they play Southern Miss, Alcorn. Oh, they only have three non-conference games on here. Huh. So does that mean – that doesn't mean nine games. I don't know. Something's wrong there. But anyway, 5-7 is the ceiling next year. Maybe. Perhaps. I don't know that for a fact. I don't know it for a fact. I mean, you say 5-7, okay, that means they're going to beat one conference team and all their non-conference. One of those non-conference games is Arizona State, who, if you're paying attention, they're going to go to the Big 12 championship game. That's a good-looking team. And then, you know, you're going to win one conference game. Who is it? Because, like, the name you would point to immediately would be Arkansas, right? Okay, that's on the road. Not going to be easy. Florida on the road. You know, your easiest home game on paper next year is Ole Miss. And who knows what Ole Miss is going to look like. Odds we go winless in the SEC again next year, 50%. If Hutzler's back, yeah, they're probably higher. They're probably higher, guys. It's just no. They're just not a lot of hope if Hustler's back, in my opinion. So we got to be willing to spend $15 million in the offseason to compete. That is the number that I've heard a number of times. The problem is this, guys. You look at, because I think, you know, Ole Miss spent probably a little bit over that, right, this year. That was to put together a team that was going to compete for the college football playoff and the national championship. I know it didn't work out. We'll laugh at them another day. But that's $15 million just to get back into a bowl game here at Mississippi State. That's just to look like a normal SEC football team. That's tough. Has the Egg Bowl ever looked so bleak for State? I thought about that, Preston Kennard, with that question. I thought about that the other day. I was thinking about, you know, this is my 32nd straight, I think, 32nd, 33rd. And, you know, when's the last time I was just – you think about last year, and I thought that, you know, I'd watched Ole Miss play, and I was like, man, they win games, but they're not blowing anybody out. The game was in Starkville, so it wasn't the same level of hopelessness. Somebody, you know, Sam Sharma mentions the 2008 game. I was at that game, and I'll tell you that going into it, Ole Miss had been up and down that year. They had lost to Vanderbilt earlier in the season. I thought that State, you know, there was a way State could win that game. I did not see that 45-0 coming the way that it ended up going. So I didn't walk into the stadium that day thinking that was what was going to happen. So, you know, 88, I went when State was in the Tekken 10 year. I was there in Jackson, and maybe I was just too young at that time. I would have been, what, 12? So I don't know that I necessarily was like, State has no chance to win. That's probably back when I was still young and dumb and thought State had a chance to win every game they played. So Bill Reno said it right there, needing $15 million to bring this team up to barely competent is depressing. It is, but that's kind of where we have it going. My mind always says what if, but we all know what's going to happen in Oxford. Yes. Correct. Shane Bills, imagine you take a new job at a company that's struggling with little resources and bad team members, but you're supposed to turn all that around overnight. Tough spot. It is a tough spot, but you're also not supposed to make it worse. That's what you're not considering here, Shane, is that this team was 5-7 a year ago. I know they lost some players, but that's why the portal exists. Your job is to get new players in here and make it better. You didn't do that. Is the only path to win a total Ole Miss collapse with their playoff hopes gone? I can't say out loud that I think that there's a chance for State to do anything. I don't. Would you rather have Lebby or Arnett? Lebby. Lebby. All day. Lebby. Not even close. I only bring this up when State sucks, but after 5 years of complaining, why does the audio at the game still suck? It just does. I got a bunch of tweets today. Some people were saying there were new speakers and they could hear things better. And then I had a bunch of tweets saying it sounds like crap. I can't hear anything the PA is saying. I have no idea what's going on. No idea what's going on there. I don't think this is worse. Our offense is more exciting, just young and inexperienced with a defense that can't stop things. Junior high teams. But that's the point. The team overall is worse. The defense was much better last year, much better. But offensively, that team was very, very bad. We flipped it around, so it is. We have not missed the window of NIL, Dan Glenn. They have not missed the window of it. The window is always open for NIL. Don't do that. If you choose Lebby over Arnett, then this team is better. The results don't bear that out. You didn't ask me who I think. You asked me who I think is better. Who's a better coach, Jeff Lebby or Zach Arnett? Jeff Lebby is a better coach. Is he doing a better job right now? In terms of wins and losses, no. But Zach Arnett, something happened to that guy a year ago. If you watch Zach Arnett, the defensive coordinator, and then watch Zach Arnett, the head coach, not the same guy, not the same person at all. So, Justin Tidwell, emotionally, I'm willing to give Lebby one more year. But if he keeps his staff with the same result as this year, then him and company have to go. That's something I agree. And that's the precarious situation Lebby could put himself in. If he keeps Hutzler and then we go through this again next year, Lebby's going to go too. There's no question about that. So can we expect the LED lights and speakers this offseason? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I know that they talked about having them in, and then they talked about delaying it because of the NCAA settlements, and it goes kind of back and forth. So, you know what? If they tell me they're going to put them in, I'll let you know on that. I'll let you know. Kind of got, you know, I've said a few times, like, the slogan of this season, if they did a DVD that none of you would want to watch, but if they did it, it would be Mississippi State Football 2024. It is what it is. So, I know he's odd, hindsight being 2020, and with all due respect, but where would the guy across the field, where would we be if the guy across the field had been hired instead of Leach? I'm trying to remember when Drinkwitz was hired at Mizzou. It's a good question. You know, I mean, what if Sarkisian had been hired? That was the hot rumor that he was going to come in. What if Joe Judge had taken the job, which was going to happen? Don't doubt for 1 second that was going to happen. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Will Selman get to hire another coach? Yeah, you give him two. You'll give him two. Strickland got two. Everybody gets two. Cohen got two. You know, it's usually the third. The third one there. Yeah, so Selman will definitely, yeah, he's not going. You know what's funny about this whole thing, by the way? Football is in a really, really, really bad spot. It absolutely is. There's no question about that. Dan, I'm aware that Mike Leach died. I know it better than almost anybody. Yeah, I talked to him the night before he passed. It is a very odd, unusual, awful situation, but it is what it is. What I was going to say is this. Football is down bad right now, and that's what drives everything. So I understand the frustration. I understand why people are looking at Selman. Men's basketball is in great shape. Women's basketball is in really good shape. Baseball, I know what you're going to say, but they did go to the postseason last year, and if they go to the postseason this year, you've kind of shaken off what happened the last two seasons. Softball has been a consistent NCAA tournament team. The soccer team is as good as it's ever been. I understand Selman didn't hire those coaches, but his job is to manage this athletic department. And so far, this athletic department is in really good shape, except for the big dog. So I'm not going to go that idea of that Selman needs to go. Exactly. Micah Halfacre says it right there. The athletic sustainer are in great spot, except for the moneymaker. If they get this fixed, you have an outstanding athletic program, top to bottom. So there you go. And yes, I agree. Football does matter more than anything else in terms of perception. And what do I always say? Perception is reality. But they've got to find a way to get this right. Once this is right, everything else will take care of itself. But they got to fix that. All right, let's pick an impact player of the game. I'm sorry, let's thank our other sponsor real quick. And that is Lazy Guys. A little late tonight, but tomorrow, if you're watching the NFL, or if you're, you know, and I tell you what, with lazy guys, this coming up week, it's Thanksgiving, you're doing some prep, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, darn, I need some baking soda, I need some sugar, and you can let lazy guys know, and they'll go pick that up for you. You don't need to use DoorDash or Uber Eats. You need to go local with lazy guys. Use their promo code MSUNIL. You'll save $3 on your order, and they'll make a $1 donation to the Bulldog Initiative. If you don't want to leave your couch during the game, you don't feel like fighting the crowds at the store, download the Lazy Guys app or go to www.lazyguys.com. Go local, support the Bulldog Initiative, and use Lazy Guys. I will hopefully not have to use Lazy Guys to pick up anything. Hopefully all my Thanksgiving shopping will be done by tomorrow. Let's see what we got here. Would you give up all the other successes to trade for football? Sam, I always think back to like the Alabama, like a decade ago. Basketball, they didn't care about anything basketball related. Baseball, they didn't care, but they had football. The answer is yes. If this was a national championship football team, men's basketball, baseball, for me, just for me personally, I wouldn't care. I would not care. Bama cover the spread versus Oklahoma tonight? I think so. Can Selman force Lebby to make a move on defense? I don't know if he can force it, but he can make it where he can make it say like, hey, we need to. I don't know the answer. I don't know if he because when you do that, when you have an athletic director stepping on your coach's toes, something like that, it can be a problem sometimes. But at the same time, you know, Lebby, you know, what's he going to do? That guy's his boss, so. We'll see. All right, let's pick our impact player of the game. That's brought to you by our good friends again over at Paul Davis. When you have a disaster, you need an impact player. You need somebody who can come in and make a difference for you. That's Paul Davis Restoration here in the Golden Triangle and in Tupelo. So if you're in the Tupelo area, you can call Paul Davis Restoration. If you have a disaster, if you have a fire, you have water damage, give them a call. 662-769-7285. Devon Booth will be my impact player of the game. 12 carries. 124 yards and the long touchdown. Had State kind of back in the game for a second there. 10.3 yards per carry. Needs more touches. Got to need 20 touches a game. Needs 20 touches a game. No question about that. So, is there anything we can do to force a change? I mean, what are you going to do? Sam, there is something you can do, Sam. If you are a seven-figure donor, you can probably get some changes made. If not, no, you can't do anything. So, this is what it is. Can you run Hutzler back and earmark his buyout to NIL? You can't run him back. You just can't. You can't. Auburn up 14-0. Seriously? It's going to be funny to watch A&M lose this week and then go and beat Texas somehow next week. Do I feel urgency to fix the football program? Let me say this. I'm not saying the answer is no. Okay? I'm not saying that. It's just that I'm not in those meetings. So... But I've talked to Selman in the past, and he knows that if football goes down, everything comes down with it. He's not an idiot. So Selman knows that he has to get this right. He's working to get this right. I feel like they're going to do everything they can to get this right. It's just going to be a little bit more of a – it's going to be a lot more of a process than we thought it'd be. I thought this was going to be a 6-6 football team. You know? They're not. They're just not, you know, they are a lot. And I said all offseason, I said, this defense is going to be bad. The offense will be good enough to carry it, but they're much, much worse than I thought. I have a son, just had a son. Congrats, Sam. I graduated from State and Georgia. Sam Scarlett. We're not going to put him on the air. That screwed everything up last time. Did you ask Levy or did anybody ask Levy about why he didn't kick the field goal to cut it to 8?
Levy said the book said to go for it.
That's BS, and you know that it is. You make it a one-score game. The book. I'm not doing that. Vandy scores. You don't say. You know what? If you got to be miserable, I think it's best to have the other people you don't like in this world be miserable right along with you. So that's just me, Bill Reno. Get a new book. What book were you reading?
It's probably a special one for Mississippi State.
Yeah, it's a Mississippi State only. Yeah, I get it. All right. It is now Egg Bowl week. Let's leave this all behind. We gotta get our minds right. And it's going to be tougher to get our minds right than it ever has been in years past. But we will do it. All right. Thunder and Lightning tomorrow. Sports Talk Mississippi on Monday. I got a feeling you want to check that one out. Just call me crazy, you know. And then we will push forward from there into Thanksgiving and into the battle for the golden egg. John Kelly, we're going to leave it behind. That isn't the two games is in the past. All that matters is what's in the present. Two things that are true. I'll give them to you early here. One, that's the last game of the season, and we can all forget about this season in 6 days. And two, it will all be forgotten if something miraculous happens and State walks away with the golden egg. And you know I'm right. So is that going to happen? I don't think so. But you never know. So we'll see what happens. David Bentley, if I could get a mini basketball goal with Richard Cross's face on it, I would absolutely drag that thing into the studio and bring it in. So there we go. Who's this guy? Y'all know him? See you, buddy. All right, boys. Y'all have a great rest of your night, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Thanks for joining me here on Thunder and Lightning Live post-game show here on YouTube. Later, guys.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.